Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, Gage Gilbert is the only child of my pastor, Ronnie Gilbert, and his wife, Angie. And Gage met his wife, Leah, over at Ambassador Baptist College. And God put them together for a specific reason. He wanted the gospel to go to Greenland. And yesterday I started an article that Gage wrote called A People in Darkness, Waiting for the Sun. But let me continue on with that story today. As Gage tells us, in February 2025, a Greenlandic family attended an ice cream fellowship. Now, that simple connection led to regular church attendance, and they quickly became an encouraging presence in the life of the church. Over the following months, their oldest son grew deeply engaged. When the family moved to Nuuk, which is, by the way, the capital city, in June, he stayed behind another month, spending those weeks attending every service and every activity that he could, joining in a weekly Bible study with Brother Chris, and that would be Chris Scholl, of course. Steady interest became clear conviction, and just before his departure for school, he placed his faith in Jesus Christ and followed the Lord in believer's baptism. Now, think about that. That's a miracle. In a place where people are not so open to the gospel and they're religious and think their religion will take them to heaven, it's a great privilege to be able to lead some of those people to the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Brother Gilbert says, it's been a joy to watch this young man grow. He faithfully joins the services online now each Sunday, being a testimony to his family and his school friends. Then one Sunday, while on school break and without internet access, he walked to his school where he could access the internet and stood outside in the bitter cold so he could attend the service. We're so excited to see what God is going to do through this young man. Now, folks, when we talk about standing outside and you put that with Greenland, you know this man really wanted to hear the services when he's standing in temperatures much below zero. And anyway, looking ahead, Brother Gilbert says, we anticipate following the Lord's leading in moving to Nuuk, the capital city of Greenland, with nearly 20,000 people. Roughly one-third of Greenland's entire population lives there. Nuuk is the largest and fastest-growing city in the country, drawing people from across the nation in search of work and education. And while the city offers many opportunities, there remains a great need for a solid gospel-preaching church and a tremendous opportunity to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to many. The work in Greenland reminds us that no place is too remote for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whether in the prison or in the community, we're simply seeking to faithfully share His word, knowing that Christ alone is the true and lasting hope for the people of the North. Now, Brother Gilbert's article is finished, but may I remind you listeners that knowing Christ alone as the true and living and lasting hope is not only for the people in the North, but for the people in the South and the people in the middle. Anywhere you go, no matter what language they speak, no matter what country they're in, we all need to hear the gospel of Christ. And when a person hears and believes what He did for them on the cross, they can be saved anywhere.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.